6 inches of snow tomorrow, fellas.
Whatever.
Yeah, I don't believe it either.
That's what they're saying.
Who's they? What channel?
I watch 13.
Why do you watch 13?
I don't know. I like my Chuck Lofton in the morning. I like Flat Chuck. Julia Moffat seems like kind of a freak to me. And Coppy. Me and Bruce Coppy go way back.
I like Bruce Copp.
Bruce is a big fan of mine.
He's like my size.
He is a tiny little guy.
He's so funny, though.
I don't know about that.
He took something of Matt's at a Bob and Tom Fuzzy Naval open once.
What do you mean took something of Matt?
I don't know. Is that like Matt put his stuff at his seat, and then all of a sudden Bruce was like drinking his drink that he brought over or something. It was funny.
That's
so
funny.
From that point on,
at a Bob and Tom golf outing one time, and Chick and I were dating, and Bruce comes up and he's like, "Who's this?" And Chick's like, "This is my girlfriend." He goes, "Good for you." He just walked away, and I was like, "Oh, what a nice guy."
Bruce Copp tells it like it is.
Yeah.
He's a tiny little guy, though.
Mm-hmm. I like Julia. Wait, is that, are we talking about Channel 8?
13.
13.
I watch 13. 13 is the official sponsor of the podcast.
But where is,
I'll bill him.
Angela's there.
Where's
now?
Your good friend Angela Buckman?
Angela's on Channel 13.
Now. She's Channel 13.
She called me like 4 months ago, and I never called her back.
She wants to be on the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
This is our leader, Jess.
Leader. Hey, you know what? Next time somebody calls you, just say, "Hey, can you call Jess? Or can you call..."
We need a sponsor. Why can't Channel 13 sponsors?
Why would they?
Yeah.
Hey,
what do you mean, why would they?
You listeners in South Dakota, listen to Channel. Watch Channel 13.
I guess.
They could go to their website.
I don't know why. See, this is why it's tough to lead, because...
Because we're all three leaders? I'm not a leader. That's not true.
Well, we all know that you're the real leader.
But I'm not.
First of all.
That's
secondly.
Just a cute thing that you say.
I don't know about that.
Oh.
Hi, I'm Chick McGee, and we're off the air. This is me on guitar.
I don't think it is.
Don't worry. Oh, I like the drum.
Oh, yeah. That's me on the drums. This is a band called the East Hills. All one word. EASTHILLS. The East Hills.
I like the riff.
It's a good riff.
It's a very good riff.
The album is called Death of a Salesman. Remember, that's what Kramer told Artie Miller. He goes, "Artie, why the death of a salesman? Why not the life of a salesman?"
Hi-hat, little hi-hat. Come on.
Oh, yeah. We've got a lot of apologizing to do, I think. Hi, Jason.
Oh, hi. Actually, read that.
Hi, Jess.
Read the very first email up there.
That's my good friend Will that's doing the vocals there.
Will singing, writing, playing guitar.
Mm-hmm. The majority of the band's from Rushville, Indiana.
What county is that?
That is Rush County.
Okay.
Is it Rush County?
Rush County.
Rushville and Rush County?
Which is one away from you, right?
It is one away.
Okay.
Is it?
From New Powell.
It borders up somewhere, but it's not a big chunk that borders up.
You take 52 and you hit Rushville eventually, right?
Yeah, I would take 74 to Rushville, though.
It borders up somewhere.
It does. They're further east than I am.
Mm.
Mm. East side.
East side.
Our first email, it says, "Podcast? ?
I know.
So who's on jury duty now? Is this Jeff Dwyer from London, Ohio?
I don't know. I don't know where Jeff Dwyer's from.
Dwyer Brothers Hardware. I think it is.
Is it Dwyer? Who's the Dwyer in Michigan?
David.
Oh.
Dyer.
No, that's Dyer. Oh. Dave Dyer.
And he's not in the...
And Jeff Bozart.
That's right. 10th and Bozart.
Right. That's named after his family. Didn't they have a plantation there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They used to own people. Right there at 10th and Bozart.
Okay, so I thought.
And you guys didn't want to do a podcast.
I'm trying to eat a...
What are you eating?
Eat
Pop-Tart?
Pop-Tart, yeah. Oh.
This guy who's... How much weight have you gained since high school?
Total. 5 pounds.
5 pounds, maybe.
Yeah.
He eats Pop-Tarts like they're going out of style.
No, I do not.
Every morning, I leave the studio. Here he is. The Pop-Tart smell.
Yeah, I think you're confusing me with Mark.
Is that Mark doing that?
Mark's doing... I mean, I have one a week. I mean, maybe.
Mops a Pop-Tarter? Mark is a Pop-Tart?
Oh, yeah. Loves a Pop-Tart.
Really?
Hi, Jess. How are you?
I'm good.
We need to apologize. We have not...
Oh, my gosh.
The frequency of by which we've been doing these podcasts... Are we going to rededicate ourselves to the podcast?
Look, we all had some shit go down, okay? We had shit. People have shit. You know what? Do you email your favorite band when they don't put out an album for 10 years? No.
No, but I think we should...
You're being defensive, Jess.
Well, I don't think we should apologize.
You're like Costanza. You're like the opposite of Costanza. Costanza wants an apology. You like there should be no apology.
There shouldn't be an apology.
I guess okay. We do these when we feel like it. I mean, why?
It's not a matter of feeling like it. It's when it's available. You know what? Sometimes we come in here to do a podcast, and Tom is on his computer or he's having a meeting, and
I don't want
to
bother him.
We can't leave. We can't get in the studio, so we have to go home. That happens. Please don't email Tom and tell him I said that.
Yeah, I think it's a little bit too late for that. It's been a busy.
Yeah.
Two or three weeks?
Yeah.
No, it's been longer than that. I mean, it started when Jess went on vacation.
Yeah, I think, yeah. And we've and only done two since then.
And then I was on jury duty, and you got a puppy. I mean, it all kind of happened. It got us off whack.
This, as Jess would say, this puck and fuppy. Let me tell you something. I don't know what she is, but
I'm afraid she's going to start answering to this fucking dog. Because every time I go over there and let her out, I'm like, fuck off me.
Dog. And she's wearing her leggings.
I don't want her to snag my leggings.
You don't want to snag the puppy claws with the leggings.
Wear pants.
I got to change my outfit according to when I have to let out his fucking dog.
You have outfits? Oh, was this one of these outfits that you tried really hard so it doesn't look like you fucked anything?
Fucking puppy, please. Anyway, this dog, I don't know what it is, but it's not a golden retriever. Mm. I think it's a Great Dane Mastiff or something.
It's a big dog,
Huge paws.
Yeah, I don't know how big it's going to get, but it's not done.
Oh, gosh, no, it's not
done.
She's
of course it's not
15
done.
Weeks old, and she's about 35 pounds.
How long do you say the weeks?
I don't know. How long do you do it with kids?
I don't know, but I saw something the other day where this guy was like...
I'm 38. That's 40,000 weeks or something.
No, yeah, he said something like, my kid's 42 weeks old or something. And they're like, what? Yeah, I hate that.
Was that Bozart? Was he doing that bit?
Does he do that?
I don't know.
I think now you can start getting into months. If she's 15 weeks at about... She's approaching,
about 2 months.
She's about 2 months? What
no,
kind of math are you
weeks.
Doing?
Three
Four she, months.
August 26th, she was born. So August, oh, September, so September,
I'm thinking
October.
Of, sorry, I'm thinking how long you've had
October,
her.
November.
Sorry. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, how many months is that? 4 months?
Well... 16 weeks would be about 4 months, about 17
you
weeks.
You know, I don't want to speak on behalf of Jess, but I don't care for your tone right now.
I like the months thing. Don't say weeks anymore.
All right.
All right.
So she's 4 months.
Almost, yeah.
Almost 4 months.
She's a puppy. She's a fucking puppy. That's all you have to say.
Yeah, she's a pup.
You have a puppy? Yes, I have a puppy. How old is she?
Puppy.
I don't know. How old are puppies?
Oh, and she has me trained. She'll go to the back door and bark. And
oh,
I get up and let
barks,
her out.
She barks, huh?
She barks a lot.
She doesn't bark that much.
How often are you over there?
Okay, I was there twice, and she barked a lot.
She didn't bark all that much.
She barks at me.
Mm. Well, you know what? She doesn't bark at me.
She barks at me.
I was there today.
Okay.
No bark. Heard her bark at all, ever.
She's a barker.
She's not a
I
barker.
Only say that because Gibbs was not a barker. So
Gibbs
that,
never
that's
barked.
The comparison that
Gibbs,
I'm making.
Gibbs didn't bark unless you asked her to. Mm. She was a lady.
Yeah, she was. And if you would say her name, she would just like she'd you know just be like, and you go Gibbs, and she'd go.
She'd stop everything. She'd be going. Mm-hmm. You go Gibbs, and she'd go.
Yep, that's what she'd do. She's a good dog.
I miss you, Gibbies. Okay, we're back on the podcast. We're back on the job. We've got emails. We've got exciting news coming up as soon as I think of it.
Oh, okay.
We had a great lunch with the guys from the East Hills.
Uh-huh. We our Andy Wilson, who's a big promoter here in Indianapolis. You know, if you saw him, Jason, you would know him. He's been through on Bob and Tom bringing in local bands and stuff. Mm-hmm. And
one of the nicest guys.
And then Will Berida, who is one of the lead vocals for the East Hills. We had a little lunch meeting with them. Mm-hmm. And we're gonna team up, and I think they're gonna be our first live band guest on the podcast. So that's gonna be exciting.
An actual band.
Yeah.
Where are we going to have this band?
We have to talk to Eddie about that.
Okay.
This may have been an off the air meeting.
OTAHOS, this is the first Jason's heard about this.
Mm-hmm.
What are you talking about?
We might have to do it after hours.
Yeah, we know that.
We can do that. We can
pay
that
Eddie out of our account.
Yeah.
Has how much money in it?
36 cents.
Okay.
Something like that.
I thought that's 36 cents more than I thought it had.
That's good.
This is why we're not doing more podcasts, because we don't get together to entertain anymore. We get together to blow me shit or criticize my puppy or...
Can we get a cleaning lady for the podcast? Because this microphone smells like oatmeal.
Who was on that today?
You mean like a yeasty thing?
Oh, well, never mind.
Male or female? Oh.
Anyway, do we want to go to emails?
Yes.
First one. So who's on jury duty now? No one. We're trying to get back in the swing. This can't be our Christmas podcast, right?
No. I'm not getting any gifts, by the way.
He does. He alternates years. He'll let you know up front. Sometimes he doesn't. It's one of those years.
I just don't know if I can get it done.
I know. I agree.
It's that the late Thanksgiving's really thrown me.
I am with you. I'm not into it. I think my family's getting cash. I'm being serious. Brothers, sisters, they fucking shouldn't get anything.
I said, what? Yeah. What are they getting you? Do they ever get you anything?
Don't even.
Sometimes.
Okay.
I get them a place to live.
Right.
That's what I get them.
Hi, Chick. Thanks for the podcast. I'm the father of a large family. The other night, I had to go to bed early, so I yelled, "Good night, everybody!" as I headed upstairs. Kesla? Keisha? Is that an I? K-E-S-I-A? My 13-year-old daughter yelled back, "Good night, Chick McGee." Apparently, she's a listener, too. That's from Trevor. Well, thank you, Trevor, very much.
Trevor.
I appreciate that. I do say that at the end of the year.
Do you know any Trevors?
I do.
The only Trevor I ever knew was a dog. I knew a dog named Trevor.
Okay.
And that's the only Trevor I know.
I'm not going
to. You're not going to say Trevor?
I knew two Trevors in high school.
Okay.
That's all.
Is that an East Side name?
Are they still around?
I think there were only two Trevors, and if I say, everybody's going to know who those Trevors are.
No, that's fine.
Well, they probably know by now. What you?
Yeah, but I have stories about both of them, but I'm just going to keep them myself.
Trevor 1 and Trevor 2?
Mm-hmm.
Why can't you tell the stories?
I don't know.
Are they stories?
No, not those kind of stories. Speaking of those kind of stories, though, there's a new Facebook page. My little sister showed it to me on Thanksgiving, and it's called Confessions, like New Pal High School Confessions.
Oh, God.
New Pal High School Confessions on Facebook?
Confessions. And
are they up
to
date?
Facebook page, yes.
Or past? Are they past confessions?
They're up until like current high schoolers, but they go as far back as the 90s. And I was just, we were reading them, and there were some of them that I knew exactly who they were talking. I knew who it was.
Did they have the confession where you beat that guy's ass who almost ran you down at the Gas America at the time?
No. I'm not on Facebook, so I didn't share my confessions, but there were a handful of them that I was just like, oh, I know who that is.
So let me get this straight. Someone who has to, they can't be anonymous because they're posting.
I don't know. That's my question.
So they're talking about someone else, some other unnamed person?
I think that maybe you send your confession, like you private message your confession to the person who runs that, and then they post it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Does that sound right?
Sounds like somebody wants all those stories to themselves.
Yeah, because they don't post. Like, if somebody says something nasty or mean, they take it down.
What is the purpose of that? Why share those stories? I think it's just funny.
I think it's just funny. Like, funny things. Like, one year after I graduated, they planted a big tree in the middle of the football field. Back in the 80s, they took one of the teachers had a little car, like maybe a Beetle or some kind of little car, and it got it on top of the high school. Like,
got it on the roof.
Got a crane and got it and put it. And
took
put the,
their actual car.
Took the teacher's car and put it on top of the school.
Oh, my God. Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah. Just weird stuff.
How much is a crane rental? I mean.
I don't know.
You pull your money together?
You know what, though?
I don't know what they did.
The short time I lived in New Pal.
Easy.
There's all kinds of shit going on
in
New Pal.
I could see
that. You know what I mean? There's like people with cranes and trucks and... scaffolding and all kinds of things going on in that community.
You are just still hanging on to the fact that we had a full set of scaffold in our barn. That bothered you. Like, who has
that? It didn't
that?
Bother me.
Then why are you bringing it up?
I found it odd.
My cousin's a mason.
Shouldn't he have been out masoning?
No.
Yeah, why wasn't
actually,
he
it was just, it was still at our house from when we built our house.
Okay. So you had a dedicated scaffolding.
Yeah, she looks at me one day and goes, why don't you go out and clean out the barn?
That's exactly what I fucking said.
No, because you wanted me to get out of the house. I think it was your
way
of asking
possible.
Me.
Oh, then that's possible. Maybe
I don't think that was the tone she used.
No, that might have been your way of easing me out of the house.
See if you like it out there.
See what you... She's not laughing at all.
Someone asked me a question. Here's something interesting.
No, I don't want to talk anything about our personal lives.
Okay, then I won't bring it
What's
up.
What's on your hand?
It's my new ring. It's my Buddhist ring.
Oh, okay.
It's wood.
It's first I've seen it.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, huh?
Yeah.
I've been wearing it.
All right, it's first I've noticed it. Mainly because you haven't been talking much the past couple of weeks. You've been kind of quiet and distant.
What do you mean?
But
talking to you?
Anyone in general.
Oh, has he been?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? You know, it's not all shits and giggles over here with Mr. Funny Guy, okay?
I've got
about a half dozen things going on that nobody knows about, okay?
We all do.
And
we all have shit going on that the three of us probably don't know about.
Well, good.
I'm just saying.
I have a hard time believing Jess has something going on that you don't know about.
No, that's true.
Well, then she knows everything that's going on.
Okay, then...
You're the only one.
So wow. And thus, I feel like an outsider. Sure.
No, don't do that.
Yeah, because when you're all, when you're doing all, you know, I think as the term around the hall is, chicks in a mood.
Chicks in a mood.
When did I do that? When have I been in a mood?
You've been a little
that.
Off the last few weeks. Last couple weeks.
I will share this with you.
You've been off.
I had an especially trying show this morning. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you that.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't start out that way.
Okay.
Was it?
Should I say? Well, maybe not.
Was it at 8 or 9 o'clock when it got worse?
Oh, yeah.
9 o'clock.
Okay.
It got real bad.
Really?
Did it really?
Real bad. Yeah.
I was sorry to hear that.
He was just energetic.
That's what I thought. I thought he was okay.
You know what my problem with him was? My big problem? I don't like fake sentiment.
What was fake?
In general. Shut up.
What was fake?
Am I fake? What are you laughing at? What are you talking about?
Nothing.
But he somebody would say something that he thought was funny or whatever, and he wouldn't go, he'd go, I hate that. Don't like it. Don't care for it. Don't want to ever hear it again.
Yeah.
Mm.
The fake, that weird, fake, odd, supposed to be, I'm too hip for the room laugh.
Oh, I don't know. I know.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. My ex-father-in-law, my ex-husband, my son, they all do it. And it goes like this. It goes, you'll say something funny and they'll go, S-s-s-s-s-s. Just like that. Just like that.
Oh my God.
I know. And I call them out on it every time. So when they do that, I'll
That's
go.
That's your badger impression.
That's this Is guy's it? Laugh.
Is it really?
That's what he did about a half dozen times. I think I can take him though. If he wants to step.
He's taller than I thought he was.
Was he?
Mm-hmm.
I told Chick that he's kind of a fixture of my childhood.
He had a guy. Did you see his guy?
Oh, when he said that this morning on the air, he really did have a guy?
He had a big guy.
Yeah, he had a big guy.
That guy he wasn't taking.
No?
Yeah.
I wouldn't have taken that guy?
No.
All right.
No.
Well, you know why a guy has a guy like that? Because this guy
runs his mouth.
Stirs up feelings like I have for him, and he better have a fucking guy, because... I'm just kidding, man. You mother.
Really?
It was not good. Plus, there was a lot of other stuff going on where, well, you know what that was all about.
You had to do your shoe-in.
I had to do the shoe-in. That's a pain in the ass.
Why do you not like that anymore?
Because I'm no good at it anymore. I can't tell.
Oh.
I don't
so
like
you
doing
only
stuff
like
I'm
things
no
you're good at.
Yes. I'm like 98% of Americans. I only like stuff I'm good at.
Are you doing those shoe-in picks on your own, 100% your own?
Mm-hmm.
Are you getting any help?
He has to be. Have you seen him? Oh, sorry. I just play with you.
What is it? You know, wait a minute. I kind of like that.
It is. It's funny.
It's funny when she does it.
Okay.
So is it just you doing the shoe-in picks? Or do you have a little help?
No, it was just me.
Okay. So I think next year, maybe we need to get together.
Yeah, I told
meeting.
You. Who should do your picks?
Your daughter should do my
picks. My daughter should do
them. She would do them for me, too.
No, have you seen it? She picked the first 2 weeks.
She's unbelievable. The first 2 weeks, just winners. Arguably, she didn't pick point spreads. But winners, the first 2 weeks, I think she was.
She missed two games.
Yeah, I think she was like 26-2 or some crazy.
It was something ridiculous.
But that's the thing. The whole point spread's a whole, it's a different animal.
I don't like the point spread. That's such a girl thing to say, isn't it? Right. I don't get it. I do get the point spread, because if I take, like...
Okay, I've got San Diego minus the 3 this week against the Giants. That means San Diego has to win.
I don't like how you do
by
that.
By more than 3.
I don't like how anybody does that. If you're going to go about? San Diego and the Giants, then either decide to go with the mascot or decide to go with the city. Don't use them like that. San Diego Padres. What is San Diego?
Chargers.
San Diego Chargers and the Giants. So say Chargers Giants.
I got you. Or say San Diego
New
York.
San Diego New York.
Or you can't say New York.
That's such a girl thing.
That's a girl thing.
I don't like it.
So I got the Chargers minus 3 against the Giants. How's that?
You have to talk slower.
I have the Chargers.
The Chargers are
going to win by more than 3.
More than 3. I know what that means.
Over the Giants.
So if they do win by more than 3, that means they covered the spread.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. Some people get that wrong, too. That happens on the air sometimes. They do it backwards.
When you point at Tom's area, even though he's not here, we know that you're talking about him.
I know that.
Okay. So then if I say Chargers minus the points, they could still win by 1 or 2 and not cover the spread, and you would still get it?
No. I'd lose.
You'd lose.
They have to win by more than 3.
In reality, who wins doesn't really matter. It's just it's how much do they win by.
Okay. Yeah.
Now, the Lions are getting 3 against Philly. The Lions could lose that game by 2 points, and I'd still get the pick because I had Lions plus 3. See?
No.
So you took the Lions?
You lost me.
I took the Lions plus 3. So at the end of the game,
you took the Lions plus 3. So they have to win.
No. Bad call. You've already lost that one.
You think the Eagles?
Eagles
have
been hot, dude.
No.
And it's at Philly.
No, Foles is going to throw 4 interceptions. No,
he hasn't thrown an interception yet.
It's either plus or minus. Yeah, he's due. It's either plus or minus the points. Okay, so at the end of the game, I've got Detroit plus 3 points. So no matter what the final score is, add 3 to Detroit's score.
Mm-hmm.
And if Detroit wins the game, I win my pick. At that point.
So now you're making up points to add on to the points they already have?
No, I took
the
points.
That's the points.
You could have taken the Giants up here plus the 3.
See? Oh, so you just really decide where to put the plus the points. You can put it on plus the Giants or plus the Lions?
Yeah, there's 3 points to be had in this game. Where do you want to take it?
Right.
With
that's
the Chargers
what I mean.
Or the Giants?
Are you thinking the Lions are going to...
depending on who you take.
Yeah, Detroit plus 3. So
I'm going to say the Lions are going to win that game.
So if it's 24-27.
I like that guy, Joe. What is his name?
Oh, Joe Foria?
Joe Foria.
He's got a funny Vine.
I know. I revined it.
He's got a funny. I found it one night on Vine.
No, you didn't. He saw it because I revined it. I have never crushed on a guy like that.
Mm-hmm. Like that?
A white guy. But it's just.
He's pretty funny.
Oh, my God.
And he's hot too, evidently.
He's really attractive.
Okay. Does it make you feel funny down there?
A little bit.
Joe Foria?
Is that his last name? I don't even know his last name. I just call him Big Joe.
Okay, Big Joe.
Big Joe.
How do you spell his last name?
F-A-U-R-I-A.
F-U-C-K-M-R-I-O?
R-I-A.
R-I-A.
I didn't say O, I said A.
Oh.
I'll say O. Oh.
Oh.
Show him your O face. Oh. Ride the bone coaster.
I don't like bone coaster at all.
That makes me. You know how many things I'm gonna. You know I'm not gonna do a cuss count. I'm gonna do the things Jess doesn't like count.
Ooh.
And it's gonna probably.
It'll blow my cuss count out of the water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
There's a lot of stuff.
I don't like how you said Chargers in New York.
I actually have some questions. This email starts.
Mm-hmm. It makes me angry.
Hello again. Thanks for reading my last email, this says. I wrote about commuting from Springfield, Missouri to St. Louis, Missouri, and would like to answer your question, chick. You asked, why would I do that? The answer, the money, baby. Also, during the reading, Jess asked if anyone actually had a question for you guys, so here goes. Jason?
Yes, that's me.
What is your preferred bike to ride and why? Do you enjoy the product? You want me to add
the only one I own? Well, I have a road bike, then I have a casual bike.
What do you got, like a Schwinn?
I'm not brand specific.
Like a Huffy?
No, a little better than a Huffy.
Huffy.
I just, whatever fits. I'm not that into it where I'm brand loyal.
You're not going
to
say?
No, I'm not brand loyal. I'm just saying.
All right. Also, Jason, do you enjoy the production side or the on-air side more of radio?
Production.
You don't like what you're doing now?
No, I do like this, but I'm much better over there than I am in here.
Oh, Jesus. Wait a minute. I'm going to ask my question, then I'll ask Jess's question. Chick, do you find it hard to switch chicks from the Bob and Tom Show chick to the yourself chick on the podcast? No.
Mm-mm.
Podcast is very different.
Is it easier when we do an afternoon like this?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think he needs recovery time.
Yeah, I'm no good.
I think they all do.
A recharge. Absolutely.
They all
kind of
wore out.
I'm no good from like 10:30 to noon, maybe 1 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. Remember when you guys used to do the all-day thing?
The radiothon?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That was fun.
It was for a good cause. But
it was fun because it was because after 10:30, it's like a fucking bank in here, and it's quiet, and when they're gone. But so that was the day that they were here all day.
Yeah. They let us come on a little bit.
Christy
had to leave once, and I got to do some. What was the song? Love is a Battlefield.
Mm-hmm.
And I loaded your button bar, and Christy's up, and Tom, and we just had at it with the sound effects.
When she says, "Love is the battlefield." You start. Sound effects.
Cool.
Jess, this question is for you, Jess.
Mm-hmm. Why am I nervous?
As a Catholic myself.
Oh God.
I was wondering why you chose the Catholic religion. You got about an hour?
I'm assuming that he grew up Catholic because so often when people go, "You're Catholic?" Yeah. "Where did you grow up?" "I didn't grow up Catholic." "Oh. So you, as an adult, you made the decision to become Catholic?" "Yes." "And I did because it is, for me, people are like, well, you know, oh God, the Catholic guilt and the growing up guilt. And you're just finally, okay, I get that. I didn't grow up that way, so I haven't experienced that kind of Catholic guilt. I grew up in a Pilgrim Holiness church that was almost cult-like. Well, was cult-like, was not a cult, but very much cult-like. And that guilt can overshadow, I promise you, any Catholic guilt that you grew up with. But with the Catholics, they told me that I could ask for forgiveness and all, we'd be square.
Mm-hmm.
My church told me that I was, fire and damnation, and I was going to burn in hell forever unless I got down on my knees and prayed for 4 hours. So, yeah. I don't know if there's a thing called religious abuse, but I think that there's a lot of churches that do that to young kids and young minds. And I like my priest, and I like my church, and I like the people I go to church with, and everybody's nice and forgiving, and it's I don't feel like it's judgmental or I don't have a feeling of being judged or feeling guilty at all. And I go into church and I know church is going to run about an hour.
Mm-hmm.
When I went to church as a kid, we went to church on Sunday morning and we didn't know when the hell we were coming home.
It was like the World War. You were there for the duration.
It was rough.
Was there a break for lunch?
No.
Someone was full of the Holy Spirit, they kept preaching.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And so you go to church and you'd be there for church on Sunday morning for what seemed like
an
eternity.
And then Sunday night, and then Wednesdays,
and then if there was a revival, and revivals could last for 3 or 4 weeks, and that's basically where they just set up a tent and you're having church outside, and it was just...
On the Sundays, I mean, how many people were at a service, would you guess?
This is a very, very, very small church.
Okay, very small.
Very small church.
Very, very small.
Is it still up and running?
There's a funny story. My Aunt Susie and Uncle Danny, was raised Catholic, and he married my Aunt Susie, and he went to church with her one time, and there's probably 18, I don't know, 10, 20 people on average that would be in there. And he looked up at the little wood thing that they switch out and say how much you made, how much you tithed last week, and da da da, whatever. And he looks around and he's like, how in the hell did these people come up with $635? He said, no, that's $6.35.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So it was a very, very, yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Religion
is personal.
Very personal.
Yeah, so.
And not for everybody.
And not for everybody.
You guys meet thousands of people in, or is this me?
It's for you.
I do not meet thousands of people.
Okay, Chick, you probably met thousands of people in your career. Who's made the biggest impact on you personally, positive or negative, and why? I hope you all had a great Thanksgiving and a great Christmas. That's from Daniel. Nobody's leaping to mind.
I don't know. I guess
I can think of one too.
I think Joe Theismann probably.
Okay.
That's who I think
has
of.
Probably. He's really matter of fact, and of all the, I would consider him one of the biggest celebrities I've ever met, and he's a genuinely nice guy, but he's. I don't think he'll be upset with me saying this if he hears about it. He seems lonely to me. He's always seemed lonely to me.
Really?
Yeah. And I think...
Do you feel like you guys connected in
that
way?
I think we connected in lonely, and he might not even know that. But yeah, I think we... Because he texted me all the time. He texted me last week about something. And it's just the weirdest... Mm-hmm. You know, it's almost always about the Redskins, obviously, but it's the oddest times. And it's like, well, what is he...
Do you always reply?
Oh yeah, I always make it real, real quick though. I don't want to, you know, bug him or anything, but I don't ask him a question.
Well, that's what I thought. I didn't know if you were getting to that. He's obviously you think one of the biggest celebrities, but since you've kind of got to know him, did that help bring him down to earth to where he's a little more accessible, or is he still up there? It sounds like he's still up there.
He's still up there.
Really?
Yeah. He brought me a lot of. He won a Super Bowl with the Redskins. Come on. I mean,
and it's your Super Bowl. Of
82?
82?
82, 83.
He brought me a Super Bowl.
I know. It's.
Yeah, he brought me a Super Bowl.
Right.
Is that the only one they've had?
The Washington Redskins have won 3 Super Bowls. Jessica, was it?
Mm-hmm.
And they've been to 5. Mm-hmm. They were in 7, 17, 18, 22, and 26. They won 3 and lost 2. They lost to the Dolphins, the perfect season, Super Bowl 7. They beat the Dolphins in Super Bowl 17. They lost to the Raiders in Super Bowl 18. They beat the Broncos in Super Bowl 22. And they beat the Bills in Super Bowl 26.
What Super Bowl are we about to have?
48.
Fuck, are you serious?
48.
It's been 22 years since the Redskins have been involved.
Is there another team who's been longer without a Super Bowl?
Oh, plenty.
Oh really?
The Browns have never been to a Super Bowl. The Lions have never even been to a Super Bowl.
The Lions and the Browns are two of my favorites.
Jaguars have never been to the Texans have never been to a Super Bowl. I think those are the only four teams that have never been to the Super Bowl. Everybody's been, but not everybody's won. The Bills have never won a Super Bowl. They've been to 4 Super Bowls and never won. No wins.
4 in a row.
Yeah,
the Bills. 4 in a row. Is that the Belichick guy?
No, that's the Patriots. You don't like him because he cuts his sleeves off?
Well, Bill Belichick, the Bills. Oh, I mean, you could name your team after your coach if you wanted to. No? Have you guys seen, there's a Vine where it's Belichick?
No,
yeah,
no,
and
no.
He just...
Yeah, I revined that.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Good job.
Thanks.
That's a good one.
No, who else? I don't know. Schneider? I like Schneider a lot.
Yeah.
He's a cool guy.
Bob Schneider?
Mm-hmm.
Who have I met that I like?
And he's one of those, you love his music, and because he's such a great guy.
And he's a sweet guy. Yeah. He really is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He's good to look at.
I figured Dr. Will has been a positive.
Oh, gosh. Dr. Will. Yeah. Dr. Will.
You know.
Good man.
Jason's mine.
Jason Hofsetz?
Mm-hmm.
That
mm-hmm.
Jason?
Mm-hmm.
There's plenty of other Jasons.
Jason Seaver.
Isn't that Kirk Cameron?
Mm-hmm.
Or is that Alan Thicke?
I don't know. That's Alan Thicke.
What was Kirk Cameron's name on? What was the name of that show?
Growing Pains.
Growing Pains. Show me that smile again.
What was his name? What was the son's name?
Artie?
Brad?
Brad Seaver?
Brad Seaver.
Weren't they all named after, they were named after New York Mets pitchers, right?
Oh, that's.
The Seavers, the next door neighbors were the Kuzmans. I think I'm right on this.
Sounds right.
That's where Leonardo DiCaprio started his career.
He was like the...
yeah, they like took him in or something.
The Cousin Arnold or whoever. What was the name of the kid who they added to the Brady Bunch? We were just talking about this. Cousin Arnold, Cousin Ralph. Mm. Somebody like
added a kid? A seventh kid?
They added a kid on the Brady Bunch.
Was that the jumping of the shark for them?
I don't know if that was the jumping of the shark. Adding a kid to Brady. No.
Hey, who's the guy that they, every time they put him on the cast for a sitcom, the sitcom goes to shit? Remember, it was the...
Oh, yeah, sure.
What's that guy's name? And he's real good looking.
Blonde-haired guy. He was on Happy Days. He was on Married with Children.
Married with Children. He married what's-her-name across the street.
Mm-hmm. I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
There's another one now. There's
that's similar to that situation.
But he's this guy you guys were talking about, like, came into the sitcom late, uh-huh. and he would ruin it, yeah. sort of. This other guy, he's been in so many pilots and a season or a half a season, and they never go anywhere.
And they never go anywhere.
I can't think who that is. There's a little more contemporary guy.
Huh.
Oliver. Cousin Oliver was added to the Brady Bunch. Uh-huh. That's who it was.
He had one of those goofy haircuts. It was, like, just mm-hmm. straight and blonde.
He looked like a little baby John Denver?
Yes, a little baby John Denver.
Didn't he look like that?
He kind of did.
Say it like you were saying it to Jimmy Pardo.
A little baby John Denver.
Little baby
John Denver.
Whenever you say little baby something, I think of Tommy John again. I did?
Yeah. Baby something.
Yeah. And nothing small. It's baby size.
All right. Baby size. Baby size. Baby size candy bars.
Oh, at Halloween? Size. It's baby size?
Baby
yeah.
size.
A
baby car. I had the baby car. I think that's where it started.
It is when you had the TT.
The TT.
Ahead of the baby car.
Why don't you take the baby car?
Because I didn't want to say, "Don't you take the TT?"
That's because you didn't want to ride in because you're claustrophobic. You felt claustrophobic in that car. You remember that?
No.
Yes, you do.
I don't remember that. Did I say that?
Yeah.
It was just really low to the ground. I'm not good in cars that are low to the ground.
No, you're low to the ground. I don't know why you're not more comfortable with it.
That might be.
I'm just saying.
The greatest thing you've ever said.
I'm just saying.
How long did you have that TT, by the way?
I've had two TTs. Titties. What am I saying?
What?
I've had two TTs.
How about the second one?
I've had a bunch of titties, but only a couple I remember.
How long did you have that second one? Not even less than 2 years, wasn't it?
We're not going to.
It was such a fun time. Let's talk about it.
Like, I remember
not
that.
Like
that was
now.
We were bummed. When he sold that?
We were.
What? Yeah. What?
Me and my buddies, we were like...
Is she invisible? Let's not talk
no,
about
it. No, it wasn't me.
No.
I wasn't talking about me being bummed. I wasn't bummed.
It was just like, oh, man, I can't believe Chick's getting rid of that thing.
Yeah.
Well, here we are at Haltville.
No, just one of the things I never told you. It was kind of a bummer.
Little baby pause. Anything else you've ever told me? Take advantage.
That I haven't told you?
That you haven't told me?
You want me to say it now?
What are you talking about?
Oh,
is it
God.
Bad?
Oh, nothing.
I don't, what?
What is it?
We're telling stories.
We were supposed to do a behind the scenes of the Bob and Tom show. We were talking about that today at lunch that we should, instead
like
of me writing a book, I should.
We should just have different people on who've been a part of the Bob and Tom show over the last 30 years and do like a tell-all podcast chapter.
Right. Like here's
way
what
after this is over. After this is over.
After, what do you mean this?
After the Bob and Tom show.
Oh, so after, okay.
So like next week sometime. Yeah.
Is that your Buddhist bracelet there, too?
Yeah, this is the bracelet they were making fun of on the air, too. It never gets tired being made fun of.
Was it Gaffigan that was making
yes.
fun of that? Yes. Yeah. It was Gaffigan.
Yeah, it was Jim.
I don't think there's a lot of guys who can't wear jewelry, and you pull it off. You do good.
I can't wear a watch, but I like wearing this.
Yeah, that looks fine.
You
could
wear a watch. Why could you not wear a watch?
No, I can't.
Physically,
it bothers me to wear a watch.
It physically bothers you to wear a watch?
It makes me physically ill
why?
To wear a watch. I don't know.
No, really, why?
Because I want to wear...
What, you want to wear a watch?
I've tried to wear a watch like 5 or 6 times.
And you? Why not? Why can't you wear a watch?
I don't know.
You just don't like it? Does it bother you?
It bothers me.
Is it heavy?
I think it is heavy.
Do you have weak wrists?
I have the wrists of an 80-year-old woman. Look at them.
You have big, thick wrists.
You do.
I've got big, wide hands, too.
He does. Look, his fingers are like an inch long, and then his palm is like 5 inches wide.
Yeah, it's
my
huge.
Palm and my... This is square. It looks like it's 12 by 12.
His palm is like...
12 by 12.
My hand's a foot. Look at that.
It is. You got little baby fingers.
These hands have grabbed some titties. Did I tell you that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What about the fingers?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Little tweak.
Ew. That's so stupid. What any guy who ever tweaks a girl's nipples? Why in the fuck would you think that?
Wait a minute.
That's stupid. Don't do that.
What if girls the girl like that?
What if that girl likes it?
Then
girls
she should like, say you. But just
girls don't
say
like to have
you.
Their nipples pinched, or you don't like to have your nipples pinched.
I don't. I don't think anybody does.
Oh, come on. How can you speak for all of mankind, womankind?
I can't speak for all womankind. I'm sure that there's a woman who likes to have her nipples tweaked. You tweak nipples and you twerk is the dance, right?
Where were we? Are we still on the podcast?
I watched a YouTube video to teach me how to twerk. Did I tell you guys this?
When did this happen?
My little sister was trying to see if I could do it.
Well, of course you can.
But I couldn't. You kind of have to. But there was a really good tutorial on how to twerk, and it's the sandwich dance.
We've had this discussion.
We have?
Yeah.
No, the one-legged twerk is the sandwich dance.
Okay. Yeah, because both feet have to be on the floor to twerk, right?
Mm-hmm.
I've seen you put
your thumbs like you're putting your hands on your hips, but mm-hmm. put them really on your hip bones.
Right.
And then
your thumbs on your hip bones?
No, your hand like your pointer fingers on
right.
your hip bones.
Index fingers on your hip
and
bone.
And then wrap your thumbs to where it's on the back of your hips.
Right.
And your hands are like that. And then when you want, then you practice, you take your pointer fingers and you push your hips backwards. And then you take your thumbs and you push your hips forward. And then you just do that back and forth.
And that's twerking.
Yes, but you have to, I mean, like that's the basics of it. But you have to like have some kind of rhythm or something to do it.
Mm-hmm. It's all about rhythm.
Rhythm.
I've seen a twerk handstand. Don't they? Someone's.
Yeah, I can't do that.
Handstand?
I remember. Well, that's where you just put your hands on the floor.
Right.
And then
you're upside down.
Where did you see that?
I'm twerking. It was a club I was at.
Uh-huh. And then you tweaked her nipples?
Yeah. Grabbed her. It was last week.
Grabbed her boobs?
Yeah. She liked it.
No, she didn't. Even a girl that twerks doesn't like it.
Do you go in and then...
So do you think there's a story that happened?
You sandwich your face between their boobies.
Do you think there's a story that happened on the Bob and Tom Show that's famous that nobody knows the real story of, but I do? I can't think of any.
Sure, there are a lot of those.
Are there?
I don't know. The biggest story I always remember is the...
I got the lowdown. Go ahead.
No, it's the we already talked to the guy and we did it. I mean, are we going to revisit it?
Oh.
The tickets...
Oh, the tickets. Oh, Jay.
Oh,
yeah,
girl.
Jay Baker.
Yeah, yeah. The girl who...
Yeah, but he told that story. That was the biggest, like, did that really happen
with
story.
The actual details. And there were details there I hadn't heard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
In order to get concert tickets, a female listener performs a transaction with someone who worked here. And...
She didn't perform. But here's what happened.
Here's what I love about Jay is that he eloquently put it.
Yeah.
That... And it was right. He was right that all parties involved were okay with what was happening.
The girl who got the tickets, Jay was okay with it, and her boyfriend that waited in the car was okay.
And
with
I think his the boss, Jay's boss at the time,
I think you're right.
Said get rid of him however.
I think you're right.
However you want.
See, but it's a story now. I mean, that was a long time ago.
Oh, yeah.
Still, but that's a good story.
Oh God, yeah.
Is that a good story?
I mean, it's a funny story. It's one of those stories that it could have probably been blown out of proportion over the years.
Well, it's one of those that has been talked about on the Bob and Tom Show was it Journey? Who was it?
I guess we have talked about that in kind of a veiled way.
Yeah, in a veiled way.
What about Journey?
No, whatever concert it was. I can't remember what concert it was.
Oh, whatever concert. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, and for a long time, too, and we talked about that on the podcast, didn't we talk about it with... Ross Bennett about his buddy.
That was one of my favorite episodes.
The Ross Bennett episode?
Ross Bennett.
Yeah, that was good.
He's still really in love with
his wife. His wife who's deceased.
Who's passed away.
Yeah.
That was nice.
Yeah.
See, sometimes life turns out okay, Jason.
What did we talk about with Ross? His buddy?
Yeah, what's his name?
Okay.
Help me. That had to leave. Told the story about Alabama football. Yeah.
Oh, Dobie Maxwell.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a story.
I guess that is kind of a story that doesn't...
But that was one of the big things that happened while I was here. Well, and a lot of those stories were before my time.
But that one, too, wasn't really talked about.
No, it wasn't ever talked about.
So people didn't really know what happened, if anything happened.
And I don't even know that our listeners knew.
Right.
Because
right.
I think it was literally just like, it was an industry story. Like, mm-hmm. other comedians mm-hmm. knew about it.
But when they heard what Dobie had said, everyone, oh, okay, yeah, maybe you should have... Mm-hmm.
Oh, I know how we also, I don't know if it was even Ross. I think it was Keith McGill, who was here during it.
That's
and he's
right.
the one.
It
That's
Keith. The Keith run. Was sitting next to him.
He mm-hmm. told it from and his perspective.
Yeah.
See, that's the thing, is Dobie that there are a lot of these stories. And like, there's, like you said, I knew somebody was sitting there. I knew it was a black guy, but you didn't know who it was.
It was like the time that Chad Daniels and John Fox almost got into a fist fight.
And I didn't know that about that one. That one didn't even make it out to the hall.
Really?
To me, yes. No. That Chad was about ready to kick John's ass because he told him one more time, and then he did it.
Chad is surprisingly buff.
Chad is ripped and shredded and doesn't like to talk about it, but he was a boxer. And yeah.
Really?
Chad
I didn't know he was a boxer.
Blown him away, yeah.
Ugh. No, but he's just like, he's one of those.
He's solid.
Yeah, he's one of those where it's like, I don't, maybe I have a problem with that because that's my issue with David Dyer, is that he's like he's just, he looks
I didn't know
so,
you had an issue with David Dyer.
Well, I do. It was just,
we're like, going to have David Dyer on the podcast with
we've
you.
We've had him on the podcast.
No, you called in.
You called in from the Children's Museum. You weren't here. Is that why you made that up? You weren't really
I at the Children's Museum?
Well, I'll be darned.
No, I just think I don't know if he works out or whatever, but
he's lost like 40 pounds or something.
But at the same time, he's one of those guys that has that barrel chest.
Yeah, like my dad.
Like I would fit inside of his, I mean, you know.
Let's
so,
not talk about that. Jesus.
Yeah, your
Let's
dad.
Not fit in places. My dad's lost a lot of weight.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. My dad's lost like 40 pounds. Mm-hmm.
Did he go caveman? What did he do?
He did, but his was celiac, and he had severe inflammation. Like it wasn't even weight gain,
right.
It was like such inflammation.
From
wheat, and he has no wheat, no dairy.
I can't go without dairy. I've told you this.
That's the biggest thing when I talk to people about this.
I cut down dairy.
See, I don't do dairy at all. There's no dairy in my diet.
Really?
Yeah.
What about ice cream?
Mm-mm. I have coconut ice cream.
But what about real ice cream?
I'm not even that big of a fan of ice cream.
You scream ice cream. We all scream for ice cream.
But Chick, on the other hand.
Oh, gosh.
Fucking ice cream and potato chips. Those are your two weaknesses.
Well, two of the many weaknesses I have.
I thought we were going to talk about our personal relationships.
Yes, ice cream. I haven't had a bowl of ice cream. I can't remember when.
Mm. But you're
I'm
one of those
kidding.
People that don't buy it because you know
no.
that you'll eat the whole
thing. There's not much in his fridge and freezer.
No, in the summer
Wait a minute,
there is.
Hold it. Hang on a second. I've asked you as a friend to go over and let my
fucking
puppy out every now and then. And are you going through my refrigerator?
Only when I'm over there for football. The last time I was over there, I just kind of, you know, I was getting some water or something, or maybe some ice.
Oh, all right.
And I peeked in. Well, okay. How much food?
I had this, the refrigerator rights thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Dr. Will.
Yeah.
Will.
So I had friends over last Saturday after Thanksgiving, play cards, bring your kids. We're going to hang out. Mm-hmm. Right. So the guy that just bought the house across the street from me, I went to high school with, and we were really good friends, sixth grade on, and hadn't really talked to him since we graduated. Him and his wife bought the house across the street. They have a little baby. Great people.
A little baby baby.
Yeah.
Baby, baby.
And we've like, if their garage door is open, I'll wander over there. Mm-hmm. I got a beer. We'll hang out. Mm-hmm. We'll talk. Whatever. His wife always says she has fun beer. Like she has different flavored beers. Like
okay.
She just gets them. So I always go over there and drink the beer.
It's a shandy.
And, but he came over and he hadn't been over to an inside of my house. He'd been in the yard or whatever. So he comes over the other night and he knocks on the door. And he comes through the door and he was like, wow, it's been a long time since I've walked through this door because I bought the house that I grew up in. Mm-hmm. And so he's like, wow, this is different, you know, whatever. And it's funny. I mean, he comes in and he's looking around. Wow, your house has changed. That looks nice. And at some point, you know, everybody's everywhere. And he just opens up the refrigerator and he's just looking in the refrigerator.
Mm-hmm.
And it was comforting because this is my neighbor across the street. I've known him since we were 12, 13, however old you are. And I was just, I don't know, it was that comforting.
It is weird how that is a comforting.
It is. It didn't bother me at all. It made me smile that he felt comfortable enough to come into my house and just open the refrigerator.
But to me, the creeper part is he's not getting anything. He just checked. He's like,
he's just
like
looking.
He's opening up just to almost just to judge.
Yeah, no, I don't think that to judge. I think he was just like, he was just looking. And
who opens the fridge just to look at it?
Well, evidently you did. The football game I had.
No, I was looking for ice or water. I had a purpose. Oh. I didn't just go over there. Well, I'm
maybe he was
out
looking for something to eat. I don't know.
I do that in people's bathrooms. People.
That's the
know.
Thing. Maybe if I had a one of those pill doors. What are those things called?
Medicine cabinet.
A medicine cabinet.
Or a pill door.
And I just didn't have one of those in my bathroom, and so he.
Let me ask you a question. Can I ask you a question real quick?
What?
Who translates for you when I'm not around? Is that a problem?
No, or? It's the famous Matt quote. Having a conversation with Jesse is like doing a Mad Lib. Like you just fill in the blanks. And that's how it is. But luckily, my kids are around enough that we just talk in shorthand. They know. I know.
That's true.
Yeah. So it's fine.
All right. I need to talk to Jess for advice.
Mm-hmm.
What's happening?
Let's say there was the possibility.
Hello.
I needed to have a friend over.
Sure.
But I don't know quite yet.
Right.
Should I let him know, say, hey, keep that night open, or not tell him till it's really close?
Okay, well, you know.
Is it just him and your family, or is it him and other people?
Other people.
Wait a
minute. And you're comfortable with those other people?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is it euchre?
Is there going to be a game involved?
Yes.
I could be back in. Hang on a second, everyone. Hold on. This is far too exciting to even dream of.
I think that if you go, I think he's really good when you state all of the possible outcomes of the evening.
No. Can I defend this? This is a story. How long ago was this?
A year ago.
The first of the year?
No. It had to be a year ago.
Jason has a euchre party.
I have a euchre group.
A euchre group at your home.
Not at my home necessarily. It's five or six guys.
And seven, eight, five, Jason, because I play euchre. I'm a great euchre player.
Are you?
And he asked me, we're going to get together and play euchre on Monday night. A guy might not show up, so you'll be asked to play, right? Am I phrasing this correctly?
You're a backup, yes. Right. You're currently a sixth because we were sometimes.
And can I defend myself by saying, in the real world, I knew exactly what you were saying. Okay. This is, I feel like I'm.
Since when do we live in the real world?
You should know that. But comedically, it's pretty funny to keep me on the bench. And if somebody doesn't come to play euchre, then maybe I'll be called in to play.
Oh, you mean because
I was joking.
You mean because you should be everyone's first choice all the time?
No.
Is that what you're saying?
No.
And you don't want to be treated like you're special, but when you're not treated special, all hell breaks loose.
I think everyone would like to be treated special.
I don't.
You don't want to be treated special?
No.
You're a fucking liar. Well, the rate you're going, you're not going to be treated special, okay?
I know.
All right.
I don't think I'm deserving of it, though. That's my
opinion. That's good. That's a good idea. Mm-hmm. Go with that. Mm-hmm. Anyway, no, I did that. I wasn't really upset that I wasn't asked to come play euchre. It was funnier. Or maybe I was a little bit. I thought it was funny that I should. What?
He says funny, but he means hurtful.
So then I made it sound like I was sitting by the phone waiting for you to call me to come play euchre.
He made it sound like, because that's exactly what he was doing.
That is exactly what I was doing, and you didn't call.
He was like a 16-year-old girl waiting for a chat. What are those things called?
A text?
No.
What? The
new, FaceTime?
No, not FaceTime.
Snapchat.
Snapchat.
Sorry, I don't know about that.
I don't either. The girls, I got a job, and the girls at work explained it to me yesterday. I work with a bunch of 21-year-old girls.
You can take a screenshot of the Snapchat.
But if you take a screenshot,
they know it.
The Snapchat, because you have 8 seconds. You send a picture, and you have 8 seconds to view that picture, and then it erases.
And it goes away.
So it's basically for sexting. That's what it's for. It's for sexting.
It's a picture of my wiener.
Oh, why would anybody send a picture of that?
They're not really anything to look at, are they?
No.
I mean, even the most beautiful one, I wouldn't think anyone would want to go, hey,
I don't know if there's anyone that you would call beautiful. That's an odd What you're looking like, yours is beautiful.
I didn't say that.
No, but you look. I mean, you're like.
Mm. I can say this. I bet it's not on the ugly side.
Really?
I don't think so.
Would you put your wiener in a wiener beauty contest?
Have you seen Brett Favre's?
No, I don't want to because that really
Brett Favre's
me up.
Is ugly.
It's ugly.
Brett Favre's it.
Is that the first thing you thought?
It doesn't. Yeah, it's like what the hell is that?
That ugly
I've
penis.
Never seen. No, because most penises that you see. Well, that you come across that they're there's a penis or whatever.
Like it's just regular.
It's just a regular looking penis.
And you wouldn't think to judge
nothing
it,
but, out of the ordinary about that penis.
But that yeah, so you wouldn't comment on how it looked. This one was so ugly.
This one was so.
And
I'm
offensive.
Gonna say.
It was offensive.
Have you seen Brett Favre's penis?
I never looked at that.
Can I Google it?
It's so grotesque and misshapen, you can't...
Misshapen? Did it get stuck in a garbage disposal or meat grinder?
I'm going to say...
Well, let me do this. You know, your Brett, body has...
It's Brett Tootie's Favre.
Yes.
You have two eyes, you get two ears, so things aren't always symmetrical. Well, your nose is kind of its own unit, and sometimes people have crooked noses and stuff.
Brett Favre.
Penis kind of crooked.
When you Google it. Brett Favre comes up as your first one.
Uh-huh.
Brett Favre stats. Brett Favre steakhouse.
Here it is. Did
Brett
you see
Favre
it?
Brett Favre penis Did is you, number four.
You seen it?
I'm looking.
Okay, well, this isn't as odd as I thought it was.
Actually, it doesn't look so bad.
Somebody superimposed John Madden on the head of it instead of No, but the top of it is just small and weird looking.
Like it's not a cap?
There's no way you could describe
it
as a helmet.
You can't say head. Yeah.
It wasn't a helmet or a head.
They call it a head because
it looks more like a beret.
Ew.
That's the deal with it.
It hangs?
All right, Jess, if you didn't like them to begin with, let's not have you look at this one. It already has a bad reputation.
I don't think this one is it. Oh, I see it. Is it this?
Yeah, that's the one. See how small the head is? Doesn't that look weird?
No, I don't. No, I mean it is small for
and
the.
And plus, it's not.
It is on
a tilt.
It is. It does look like he's wearing a small skin beret.
Mm-hmm. It's a tilt, and the
but
top of it is
terrible.
So much smaller than the base.
I'm so bothered by why that.
It's almost
why
pointy.
You're still talking about it.
I'm just telling you, I found it odd and.
Who's the brunette that pops up? Is that the cute? Is that the girl he was hanging out with?
Yeah, she worked for the Jets at the time.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, okay.
That's right.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah. Now, I guess I'm not that offended by it. But when are you really looking at him anyway?
Close your eyes, do you?
Or somewhere that you can't see it.
So many questions I want to ask.
put her head.
Hmm?
What? I don't know. Are we done here?
So anyway.
Oh.
What are we talking about? Oh, cards.
Monday, December 16th.
Dun, dun, dun.
Put it on your calendar.
Okay, is this for sure?
Yeah,
call?
It's at my house, so you are coming over, period.
Yay. You might just like
Monday, December
16th. Fill the dip bowls mm-hmm. and get ice.
I would be more than happy to. Are you going to make your pepper?
Yeah, I will.
What's a pepper?
Pepper salsa.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
I love that pepper salsa.
That's oh, it's good.
Where does Aaliyah go?
She's right there.
Upstairs.
Oh, she does. She stays.
I think Monday, Emma has...
you guys got stuff.
A dance, but she'd be home by then.
Mm-hmm.
So they just go upstairs.
Cards at Hoffie's. It's in the calendar.
Yes.
What do you want him to bring?
Nothing. That's the host always takes care of the food.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Is it possible I could get on the rotation as host?
We'll see.
Mm.
Are these guys going to be upset because a big-time celebrity is coming over? Is that what
you
I'm
know
hearing?
What? This is the test.
Oh, my God.
This is the test.
Is that the question?
A couple guys I know are fine. I know my one buddy, I think they'll be kind of...
Starstruck?
I don't know.
Just
about
tell
that.
Them they
they'll
can
be,
bring.
Honestly, they'll be fine.
Each of them can bring two things to sign. And we'll take care of that at the beginning of the evening so they don't have to worry about asking me.
Get some Post-its and put their name so he makes sure and spells it right.
Right. Make sure I get the name spelled right.
So part of what's going to happen, there might be eight guys. So I'll have two tables.
But
you know, two tables of four.
Right.
So I need a third table.
for autographs only, so they can bring stuff out?
Okay. And if they're going to want me to call somebody to say hi, I don't really do that.
I think Helen has this saved in a file somewhere. You can ask her to send it to you exactly what needs to happen. He's going to need meat on a stick. Okay. He's going to need Diet Pepsi.
Meat on a stick. Oh, we're having homemade meatballs. Those are really good.
Belvedere.
I made turkey meatballs the other day.
Mm. Yeah, and I've been trying to get some, and she won't bring any. So they're all gone now?
No, they're not actually.
Yeah. Are they still delicious?
I don't know. I haven't had any in a couple of days. I had them like three nights in a row.
That's where we are.
Is this over?
Turkey meatballs. We looked up and that's how it ended. Turkey meatballs. I don't know what this is. It was supposed to be the song that we came in with.
No. I like it, though.
Should I tell you about the...
The East Hills?
The East Hills.
Yeah.
That's the name of the group, the East Hills. The CD is Death of a Salesman.
Download it now.
Download it now.
Is it on iTunes?
It is on iTunes. And we'll do another podcast soon. Too many teardrops. Well, this is sad. Have washed you away. Thanks, Jess.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Jason.
Turkey meatballs.
Turkey meatballs. Next podcast, we'll tell you how the Euchre game came out. No, maybe a couple now from
there. Yeah, a couple.
We've got to do... Are we doing one next week?
Yes.
Can I get a yes out of both of you?
Only if we have a guest.
God.
I agree.
East Hills on iTunes.
Good night, everybody!